to Magnificent Life Daily Devotion. Our today's topic says, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Our Bible verse of the day is from 1 Peter 2, verse 24, which says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. It's Friday, a day filled with despair and misery, as Jesus is buried and a heavy rock is rolled into place at the entrance of his tomb. A soldier stands guard, signifying finality and hopelessness for some. But it's only Friday, my brothers and sisters, and do not lose heart, for Sunday is coming, a day of resurrection and victory over death. In this moment of darkness, remember the words of Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The pain and suffering we face today will not last forever. There is always hope in the promise of a new dawn. Just like the seed that must be buried in the ground to grow into a beautiful flower, so too is Jesus laid to rest before his glorious resurrection. Matthew 12, verse 40 says, For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Let us take inspiration from the story of Joseph in Genesis 50, verse 20. What was meant for evil against Jesus on this Friday will be turned by God for our good on Sunday. As Joseph forgave his brothers who betrayed him, so did Jesus forgive those who crucified him. Let us find strength in forgiveness and love as we journey from this bleak Friday toward the radiant light of Easter Sunday. So hold fast to your faith, dear brothers and sisters. Have courage as you face your own Fridays in life, because just like the disciples mourning on that first Good Friday could not see beyond their grief, our troubles are also only temporary. Trust in God's plan, for just as he brought forth redemption from the depths of Calvary 2,000 years ago, he shall also bring forth redemption and new life in our darkest moments today. Amen. As we close today's daily devotion podcast from Magnificent Life Ministry, I want you to remember 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, which says, For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Amen. Prayer for the day. Heavenly Father, may your people understand the depth of the power of resurrection that you have bestowed upon us. Just as you raised Jesus from the dead, breathe new life into our hearts and minds. Let us walk in the fullness of your victory over sin and death, knowing that the chains of our past mistakes no longer bind us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from Magnificent Life Ministries. If you want to know more about our ministry or receive our daily devotions in a different format, I encourage you to visit our website www.maglife.org or follow us on our social media such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp to receive our Magnificent Life daily devotions daily or to see other devotions that may be a benefit to you and your loved one. Give it a try today. I believe God will touch your life for good, because victory belongs to Jesus, and that victory is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again for listening. Till the next time we meet again, I encourage you to hold on to Jesus, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.